Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I did not know what was going to happen Friday night at Call to Worship. I may be on Christian radio and be bold and blah 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 blah. But I struggle with my faith just as much as the next person. And I was concerned all week. I didn't know what was going to happen. People get tickets, and when you have free tickets, you don't know who's going to show up. And then the Upper Room Church of God in Christ, Bishop Wooden, my slightly older brother from another mother, you know, he's inviting his church out. You just don't know what's going to happen. And just showed up and, you know, it's kind of harem scarem all day, as it always is. And then I had several people tell me, hey, Steve, God is going to encourage you and he's going to bless you and he's going to bless the ministry. Don't you worry. And sure enough, you know, and each year, Call to Worship tends to go to a whole new level, and this year just, I mean, explosively so. So it was just amazing. We had about 450 people come out last year. We had between 600 and 700, probably 600, 650, somewhere in there this year at the Upper Room Church of God in Christ. And it was about 60-40, 60% white, 40% black, 100% spirit-filled, 100% just really got heaven came down. Really, when you've got two different worship styles going on the same stage, and Matt Papa's band on the platform in a black church, and then the Upper Room praise team comes out and they go back and forth, and the testimony of Joshua Broom, which is just amazing. You could have heard a pin drop while he was sharing his story from porn star to pastor in training, and then just the praise and worship. And I tell you what, Bishop Wooden was in rare form, which really isn't rare form for Bishop Wooden. I think that's pretty much normal for him, and especially in his own pulpit. But for other people who had never experienced that before and had never experienced Bishop Wooden and what he has to say and his singing and just the way he is on the platform and as the man of God and in the pulpit of his own church. Man, it was just literally overpowering, and we had accidents on the main highway on I-40 and all kinds of nightmare traffic, and people were getting lost, but they got there, and it was just, I mean, one of the most encouraging nights of my life. I was texting Bishop Wooden that night, and by the way, if you were there, and I want to give you a chance to kind of do a shout-out, if you were there and want to call in and share your experience, we would love to hear from you today. And of course, I'm going to address a couple of these things with Manafort and Gates and everything going on there. And then we've got a Money Monday update at the end of the show. And I don't want to touch on a bunch of different things, but want to give God all the glory for what happened on Friday night. But if you were there and you want to share just a little testimony about your experience, please give us a call. That would be greatly encouraging for people. And for people that didn't make it, we had a lot of first timers on Friday night for a Call to Worship event. And every year, God just kind of takes it to a whole new level. So if you'd like to share your experience, that would be awesome. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. If you were there on Friday night and just want to share a little bit, that would be awesome. And share with the other folks, and I'd love to hear from you as well as to your experience at Call to Worship and what that was like for you and what it meant and what you got out of it. 866-348-7884 or 866-34. Truth. And a lot of my friends on Facebook Live chiming in, and my sister was there. This was the fourth year in a row. She flew in from Chicago. Wonderful, all caps, night here on Facebook, facebook.com/C2A Radio is where we are on Facebook Live right now. Also home, safe and sound. So that's awesome. We're happy for that. Parker just said, loved his singing. And Bishop Wooden sings like James Brown. I mean, and we videoed the whole thing. We were trying to get it live streaming, which we had the capability to do, but when we got into that last hour and with all the accidents out on I-40 and all the trouble people were having, I just got consumed with that and just literally forgot to pull the trigger. But we did video the whole thing, so we'll get all that up online here in the next week or two, and then if you missed it, you'll be able to check it out and at least get a taste for it. And we're planning, God willing, to go bigger and better next year. Bishop Wooden said late Friday night in a text exchange that it was a dream come true. And what do you think he meant by that? It was a dream come true for Bishop Wooden, who's been the senior pastor of that church for 30 years, because he's never seen that many white people in his church worshiping with his church. And that's the beauty of the body of Christ. It eliminates racial divisions, economic divisions, what part of town you live in, what denomination you're in, as long as you're a Christ follower and spirit-filled, baby, it was on Friday night the whole time. And our onstage interview with Bishop Wooden and Dan Forrest, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, was phenomenal. And to hear these men of God, and I just set them up with questions, and to hear them talk about it and politics and the role of Christians in politics. And my last question for them is, do you have any hope for America? And that's a sobering question, and they had sobering answers. So we'll make that available. But if you were there, I'd love for you to call in and share your experience. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And then one of the things that we did that was super important on Friday night, we were obviously also raising money for the ministry. Call to Action Radio is a ministry set up just like any other church or any other ministry, a 501c3. So, and when you're giving and when you're supporting, that is worship. So some people say, how can you call it a worship service if it was also a fundraiser? Hey, supporting kingdom work is worship. As a matter of fact, everything you do, everything I do, everything I say, everything I think, that's all worship. Worship isn't just music on Sunday mornings. Worship is how we walk it out every day of our lives once we become disciples of Jesus Christ. And so giving and supporting ministry is worship. So we had a great night from that, our biggest night ever, really, from a fundraising standpoint. And one of the things that we kicked off, which we've talked a little bit about before, but I really need your help. If Call to Action Radio has been a blessing to you, if you're encouraged by it, challenged by it, educated by it, Theology Thursdays, if you're kind of built up as you hear testimonies and all the different things, information coming at you as I kind of unpack the news of the day, hopefully from a solid biblical worldview, I believe I do. And if it's a blessing to you, we're going to ask for your support via the Sacred Cow Killers program. So we've never had a kind of a monthly supporters mechanism before, but we spent time and money earlier this year to develop it, and that's called the Sacred Cow Killer. A Sacred Cow Killer, along with me, Sacred Cow Killers are not afraid to speak the truth in love with compassion anytime, anywhere, on any subject. Whether it's uncomfortable for an unbeliever, uncomfortable for a Republican or a liberal, or uncomfortable for Christians inside the church, that's what a Sacred Cow Killer does. Jesus himself was the ultimate Sacred Cow Killer. And I'm going to tell you some more about that, because we need to add 40 Sacred Cow Killers this week, and then we've got a great matching grant. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Still haven't come down off the mountaintop from Friday night and called to worship, which was just completely off the hook, way beyond. It was an Ephesians 3:20 moment for me personally, well beyond I could ask or imagine. And went into it, had a very tough week, a lot of spiritual attacks last week, personally and otherwise, and on my family. And God just showed up and showed off, and it was just awesome. And a lot of people, first-timers, coming out to call to worship. So if you were there and want to share your experience, that would be awesome. 866-34-TRUTH is our phone number, 866-34-TRUTH. And really, I would love to hear from you, and I would love for other people to hear from you to share about your experience at Call to Worship last Friday night. 866-34-TRUTH is our phone number, 866-34-TRUTH. And I was talking to you about, and I'm going to be asking your help with this all week. Call to Action Radio is a ministry. It's a funded kind of bare bones ministry, has been for years. And barely just getting by. And then this year, as we started up with a new board earlier in the year and people that believed in the ministry and believed in me, and I've always been very hesitant to kind of push and promote Call to Action Radio because, well, I am Call to Action Radio. You know, it's kind of me, and I have some help behind the scenes, but not much when it comes to the radio show and stuff for the last 10 years. It's pretty much been me. So when I'm pushing Call to Action, and it's always felt to me like it's just self-promotion. And I've just like, listen, I've got enough of an ego already. I just get uncomfortable with that. So I've been very hesitant to ask for help and to be aggressive and to be bold and asking for help. But the new board came in. They're like, Steve, we think you're underutilizing, essentially, the opportunities that God has given you, and you need more help. And we need to tell people you need help, and we need to take this to the next level. It's amazing what God's done with it and how far the tentacles have spread out since 2004 from this little Christian activism movement that started here in Raleigh in 2004 and now reaching things and impacting things nationwide from our little radio platform. But it could be so much bigger, but we need financial help to get there. And so we created earlier this year this No Sacred Cows program, Sacred Cow Killers. So that's what I am. That's what Jesus was, speaking the truth in love and with compassion, of course. And so a sacred cow killer is just somebody that wants to come along the ministry for a minimum of $9 a month. And most people do that, you know, via credit card or your debit card or whatever. It's just once a month. And a $9 sowing that seed into this ministry so that we can grow. We want to get on another radio platform called Ambassador, which is a whole different delivery system to get other stations. And, for example, our friends at the Harvest Crusades and Pastor Greg Laurie, I think they're going to be kind enough that they're talking about it right now to write a letter of recommendation about this radio show that'll come from Pastor Greg. And they're going to allow us to share that with the 800 stations that Pastor Greg is on. And most of those stations are using Ambassador, which is a different kind of delivery mechanism, to get the show from here to them. Okay. And so that opportunity is going to cost us like an extra $1,500 a month to do that. But that could open up doors to 30, 40, 50 new stations. I mean, next year. But we need resources to grow. We want to continue to grow our Facebook profile and we want to add to Facebook Live, which we're doing right now, facebook.com/C2A Radio. We want to add YouTube Live. There's some other equipment we want to get so we can do more with the video broadcast, which we're doing right now on Facebook Live. But we need your help. And so we get 60 Sacred Cow Killers start with us on Friday night. And we need 40 more because we had a few individuals step up and say, hey, we'll give you, if you hit your goal of adding 100 Sacred Cow Killers, which we're doing this week and we started on Friday night, if you hit that goal of adding 100 Sacred Cow Killers, a minimum of $9 a month, then we'll give you an extra $25 for each person that signs up. So if we hit that 100 this week, we get an extra $2,500 worth of donations to the ministry right now, which is a big deal for us. And that would be a huge blessing. So I'm asking you directly, and boldly and confidently, if it was a blessing to you, if you were not able to be with us on Friday night, and a lot of you aren't because you're out of town, you don't live here in the Raleigh area, or you're here and it just didn't work out timing-wise, then this is my invitation, my plea to you to join us, to kind of come along and help support my arms, just like when Moses was dealing with the battle and he had Aaron and the other, who else was holding his arms up? Somebody tell me on Facebook Live, remember that. It was Aaron and somebody else holding his arms up. And they held his arms up. And that's what I need from you. I need your help to help support me in this ministry so that we can continue to grow. Right now, the little platform that we have, when you add it all up every month between the radio audience, and all I can do is guess on the radio audience. It's an educated guess, but it's a guess. The Facebook Live audience and how many times the Facebook Live video gets viewed after we finish a show. And then the podcast audience and then just general interaction on Facebook. We're reaching about 200,000 people a month. And that's just with us barely scraping by. So if we get serious and get enough people back behind us and we can increase the amount of donations coming in, you know, we can double, triple that next year. And why wouldn't we? I mean, the question is, do any of us agree? Do you agree? I certainly believe that we need to continue to reach more and more people with the truth of God's word, with this kind of discipleship, this type of content, the guests we have, the testimonies we hear at Theology Thursday, all of it. And if you want to help support that, here's what I'm asking you to do. I need 40 more Sacred Cow Killers to join me this week. So if you just call in 866-34-TRUTH, wherever you live, whatever your situation may be, the minimum is $9 a month. Some people are obviously doing more, but the minimum is $9 a month. And then as a way to initially say thank you, we're going to send you a Sacred Cow Killer, No Sacred Cows t-shirt. I'm going to send you my book that I wrote a couple years ago, No Sacred Cows, Questioning the Effectiveness of Our Americanized Faith, which was questioning the effectiveness of my own. It's my own testimony and how I kind of went from a pew potato to a Christian wacko. Really compelling story of what God did in my life. So if you want to join us as a Sacred Cow Killer, a minimum of $9 a month, just call in. All we need is your name and your email address, and then I'll send you the information. And then hopefully you can join us as a Sacred Cow Killer and help support this program. But we're going to be doing this all week. So I need 40 of you so that we can hit this matching grant this week to call in and join us as a Sacred Cow Killer, a monthly donor. And we've got a private Facebook page set up. So I'm going to start doing some Facebook Live stuff at night with our Sacred Cow Killer community. And we're going to do some other things. We're planning a trip up to the Museum of the Bible, which will just be for Sacred Cow Killers. And when we've got Foundations of Freedom, our Civics and Constitution course, which is now all uploaded, we just got to set it up on a website online, then you'll have access to that at half price. So we really want to bless you for blessing us. So give us a call. I'm going to keep giving the phone number out. We're going to do this all week, and I just need 40. And the audience is big enough. This shouldn't be a big deal. Assuming that Call to Action Radio is a blessing to you and you want to help support what God is doing here, Sacred Cow Killer, $9 a month minimum, and we just do that through your credit card once a month. And give us a call. We'll need your name and your email address. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. Thanks to my friend Carol on Facebook Live, who was there Friday night. Aaron and her held Moses' arms up in the middle of that battle. So that's what I need you to be for me. I need you to be an Aaron and a her to help hold my arms up. So if you'll call in, and I just need your name and your email address, and join us as a Sacred Cow Killer. Remember, we need 40, so I'm going to count it down each day. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. The phones are ringing right now. Praise the Lord, which is awesome and humbling and encouraging all at the same time. Join me in this quest to put God's truth out to more people. Challenge, encourage, lift up the Lord, and share the gospel. 866-34-TRUTH to become a Sacred Cow Killer, minimum of $9 a month. We'll be right back. So what are we waiting for? A message in the sky, a miracle on the side. There you go. That's Matt Papa right there. He was with us Friday night for Call to Worship. It was totally stinking off the hook. And oh, Steve of Little Faith, God showed up and just... He blessed the socks off of everybody, but especially blessed me that night. And I tell you what, after the week we had last week and some of the things going on in our lives, I certainly needed it, and God knew that, and God came through. And my parents were there. It was so cool to be able to have a standing ovation with all those folks from my parents. My dad's 90, my mother's 86. They drove up from Charleston. They got lost. They were running behind an hour and a half, but they made it there, and they were there all night. And to be able to honor them and have everybody stand up and clap for my parents was awesome. I told everybody, I've always told people this for years. I said, if you have a problem with me, blame them. You know, they brought me into the world, so take it up with my mother and dad. But another person, a dear friend of mine that was there Friday night, Pastor Mal Williams, who's been on the show before, we'll do it again. Pastor Mal also has his own radio program. We're dear friends from the Friday morning Bible study. And Pastor Mal, you are one of my biggest and best encouragers. And thank you so much for being there Friday night, bro. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back, Steve. And as you know, I am a fan. And I thank God for you and what you stand for and the work that you're doing at Call to Action.
Blessing, thank you, brother. So you were there Friday. What'd you think?
Oh, my goodness. What a great program. What a program that where Jesus was lifted up, where the people of God was energized and through the presence of God. The ministry gifts that you had on it, man, it was just nothing less than excellent. I just give God the praise, of course, for Matt and for Pastor Wooten and his praise team. And the people of God just engaged in praise. I just tell you, it was something electrifying about the whole situation. And I just praise God for that. I was glad to be there.
Yeah, and that meant so much to me to know you were there. I mean, I knew you were coming, but for some reason I didn't see you. And then I saw that your card because you made a donation that night. God bless you. Thank you for that.
Yes,
but I was texting with Bishop Wooden after the event late that night. And he said one thing that really surprised me, Mal. He said for him, that night was a dream come true. And I think for Bishop Wooden, it was a dream come true because there was probably 300, 350 white people in his church. Yeah. And I'm sure that's never happened before. So as a quote unquote black pastor, seeing that mixed crowd there at a black church, what did that mean to you?
Well, when I think about church, because the Lord has blessed me to travel, throughout the world, the church is not a color. Because you have to realize that it's red blood. And so there are believers of all different shades and colors. But in America, We do have the problem with segregation in the church, and we shouldn't have that. I mean, as the Bible declares in Isaiah 58, says to cry aloud and spare not, and lift up your voice like a trumpet. So when you see the people of God unifying and coming together, the church has to get it right, because the world can't get it until the church does. So when you saw that mixed congregation with black and white believers worshiping God together, I believe that the Father is satisfied when he sees that. I just believe that, because Jesus died for people. He died for people of all different colors. And, of course, our Father, he loves variety. I mean, there's a rainbow. It's got many colors in it. And so that's the issue that we have to deal with and make certain, look, that when it comes down to worshiping God, it's going to come a time it's not going to be a black church, a white church. We're not even going to reference that, because the church is the church.
That's right. And Bishop Wooden talked about that on Friday night as well, that, you know, a lot of people go around and say, and I got to give a shout out. So Jackie Reed and her husband Greg are in my small group from Summit Church here. You know, and we always talk about black and white and Hispanics, but she's Asian. She's like, so we had small group at our house yesterday. She's like, hey, what about me? There were some Asians there. There were like two Asians there. Yeah. And they're like, hey. Yeah. And they're there. So I'm just giving her, I'm giving her a shout out now, because she's on Facebook Live. So we had Asians there too. But Bishop Wood talked about, and you and I have talked about this before, that, we in this culture, this politically correct culture, sometimes we'll say, hey, you know, we all need to be colorblind. But I don't think God wants us to be colorblind. Do you?
No, I mean, come on. I mean, he loves diversity. If he hadn't, he wouldn't have made these different colors. I mean, I was fortunate to minister in Czech Republic a few years ago. A pastor there came from Texas, started a church there in Czech Republic. He has 90 nations represented in his church.
Wow.
90 different nations in one church. So in America, we see this black and white, but the church is so diverse. I mean, you got believers of all nationalities. And I'm not trying to be like in a gray area with this, because the truth of the matter is that when it comes down to the church, it's only one church.
That's right.
And that is the church that Jesus Christ bought with his blood. And so, yeah, he wants you to know, look, yeah, there are Asian believers, there are Spanish believers, there are white Caucasian believers, black believers, and people of color, people all over, you know? And there are people who genuinely love Jesus. Yeah. And they may not look like you. They may not act like you. They may not like the things that you like, other than the fact you have in common Jesus Christ. So to be in that environment, that worship environment, Steve, that for call to action, and to see the diversity, that says a lot about you as a person. Because you, I mean, I know you as a brother, and I know the kind of love that you have for people, period. If there's one brother that you can say, and those of y'all listening right now, I want you to know that this is my brother from another mother. And he is my brother, even though we got the same father, we just came from different mothers.
That's right. So
we're connected, brother. You know, and what we saw Friday night, I believe that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to witness that in America. And a lot of our churches, yeah, we have some churches that are corporate worshipers from all different nations of people. But I haven't seen it here in America like I've seen it in places like in Europe and places in certain places in Asia. I haven't seen that as much, but we're going to see it. And, Steve, I believe that God is using you to stir up people, to bring about an awareness. Let's get together. Amen. Let's show forth the love of God.
Amen.
And we can do that as we worship together.
So that's exactly right.
Man, what an awesome program. I just say, I hope I can get a video or something. Or,
oh, yeah, we videoed the whole thing, so we're going to get that online.
Oh, my goodness, man. Look, you would do yourself a pleasure. Those of y'all listening right now, it would really, really excite you, not only excite you, but really energize you spiritually to see that program. What a great program, Steve. Amen. I want you to just keep on doing it, my brother. Keep on
Amen.
Doing it.
We will. We'll keep doing it bigger and better. And I'll talk to Bishop Wooden. I know you guys are friends, and I would love to add you in there next year, too. We're just going to keep going. God's going to do bigger and better things all the time.
You know, I know that, Steve, but let me tell you this. You know, as I was in the program, I mean, the Lord began to give me a lot of different things, but I can say this is that God's positioning you. He's expanding and enlarging your territory. So there's a lot of people that's going to come on board to help you get this message out. I want to say to those who are listening right now, I say to you that genuinely, if you didn't give what you wanted to give, or if you want to come on as a consistent giver, I encourage you to do that. This is fertile ground. This is a man of God that loves God. He loves his family. he's got a beautiful wife and children, and every time I see them, they got smiles on their faces. So that lets you know something.
Yeah,
so,
amen.
So much the best to you, Steve, my brother. Look, keep going forth, keep holding the banner up, amen. And tell my buddy Bishop Whitting, look, we got to get together. I hated that I had to have a chance to get to him on other night. We hadn't gotten together in fellowship in some time, but tell him I said tell Pam hello.
I will. I'll do it. Thanks, brother. I love you. Thanks for calling in.
God bless.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. And there you go. And that was not a paid advertisement. That's just my forever brother from another mother. And it's just, that's just so gratifying. And so, yeah, we videoed the whole thing. Upper Room videoed the whole thing for us. So I'm going to go get that. It's like half a terabyte of information. So we're going to get that. We're going to get it edited and then we'll get it up online. And that's something that you will. I mean, lots of people, you know, we started 15 minutes late because of the traffic and everything. And I told everybody, you know, you're not allowed to leave. We had people leaving early last year and it ain't going to happen tonight. And nobody left. It was incredible. And we finally started at about 7:15 and we finished up at about 9:30. And a lot of people were sticking around till after 10. And it was just a sweet spirit. But like Pastor Mal Williams just said, I mean, and I appreciate him encouraging you, but if you want to join us as a Sacred Cow Killer, a monthly donor, that's a big deal. The life's blood of every ministry that's out there are not the big donors that hit once a year or whatever. And those are awesome. Those are huge blessings. But the real lifeblood of ministry are the faithful monthly donors, whether it's a minimum of $9 for our Sacred Cow Killer program, or if you can do more, 15 or 25. We have a couple people doing 50 and 100. And we had one unbelievable saint that's starting in January. He's doing $800 a month. And God's just blessed that person to be able to do it. That totally freaked me out. But at a minimum of $9, and if you're on Facebook Live, we'll send you a No Sacred Cows t-shirt. We'll send you a copy of my book. This is just all to say thank you for joining us. No Sacred Cows is the name of the book. Stickers, a wristband, and you can call in now and just join us for the rest of the show. I'll be giving you an opportunity all week. Just a minimum of $9 a month or more if you can, just to help support this ministry and get the word out, get the truth out, get the gospel out to more and more people. 866-348-7884. Had a couple people sign up already on the show. We have to hit 40 this week, where we'll be able to achieve another matching grant for the ministry of $2,500. So we have to have 100 Sacred Cow Killers sign up this week. We've got 62 down, 38 to go. So I hope you will be one of them. Give us a call, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. All we need is your name and your email address, and I'll send you the information. When we come back, a Money Monday update with our friend David Fisher, and some really alarming things continue to come out of China that could affect all of us. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. And one more reminder, we're trying to add 40 Sacred Cow Killers this week, and I had two call in earlier. That's people that want to help support the ministry, a minimum of $9 a month. It's a brand new program we started, and we'll send you a Sacred Cow Killers field kit, which gives you the No Sacred Cows t-shirt that I'm wearing now. You can also see all this stuff at the website, c2atoday.com, because just like Aaron had her and Aaron holding up his arms, I need people to help hold up the arms of this ministry and hold my arms up so that we can grow and reach more and more people. We have some big plans for next year and adding a couple different delivery mechanisms like Ambassador, which is a great way to deliver programming to Christian radio stations all over the country. It's kind of a hot commodity right now, but it's going to cost us about $1,200 a month to add that. And we need support in order to grow. And so we just started this program, Sacred Cow Killers, a minimum of $9 a month. And, of course, everything you give to Call to Action Radio is tax deductible. And then we'll send you a Sacred Cow Killers field kit just as a way of saying thank you. You'll get a t-shirt. I'm wearing one right now here on Facebook Live, facebook.com/C2A Radio. You can find us on Facebook. So you'll get a t-shirt, whatever size works best for you, a copy of my book, No Sacred Cows, No Sacred Cow sticker, the rubber wristband that just says No Sacred Cows on it, and c2atoday.com. You can also go to the website and sign up there. But if you call in, all we need is your name and your email address, and then I'll send you the information. If we get 40 more of them this week, we had 60 of them sign up Friday night, Sacred Cow Killers. We need 40 more this week. We had two call in earlier, so 38 more between now and the end of Friday. So give us a call, and we again, my producer, Howard, will just get your name and your email address and come in at a minimum of $9 a month, or if you can do more than that, that's awesome. But we 40 is the target for this week, so we can hit a matching grant of $2,500 for those, and we need 38 more. So I am asking you, and bold enough to say, if this show blesses you, I need your help, and you can help support it, and you can be a sacred cow killer like I am, and we follow the ultimate sacred cow killer, which is Jesus himself. And we sure need your help. 866-34-TRUTH is our phone number, 866-348-7884. I'd like to get at least two more callers today before the end of the show to join us as Sacred Cow Killers. 866-348-7884, so you can help support this ministry. 866-34-TRUTH. Another person I think is definitely a Sacred Cow Killer is David Fisher, our good friend from Landmark Capital. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. How are you, Steve?
I am wide open, as you can probably tell. We had an awesome worship event on Friday night. It was heaven came down, and it was amazingly diverse, and it was packed out. We had 600, 650 people there. It was. I think it's as close to heaven as I've ever been on earth. So it was totally awesome, and hopefully you and your bride can come out and join us next year. That would be great.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was over the top. So thanks for calling in. And by the way, thanks for all your support. You've been one of the main sponsors of this show, which is helping to get the truth of God out to believers and unbelievers alike, and everything going on Facebook and the podcast and everything. David, you've been a real blessing. So I just want to thank you again publicly for that. And I know today we've got several different important things to get to. But as always, on a Money Monday update with our friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, we're always going to start with a passage of scripture today out of the book of John. So let's start there.
Before we do that, I want to say to the listeners, I've personally met Steve and dined with him and spent time with him out at the Harvest Crusade, and I'm telling all the listeners, he's the real deal. He's the same off the radio as he is on, and it's a great ministry to support, and that's one reason why we do this for you too, Steve. So
yeah,
you're touching a lot of people.
Thank you.
John 16:33, quote, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
You know, life always has its sets of challenges, and that's part of those challenges is what causes us to grow into more like Christ every day. And, you know, the world is going to bring us challenges, and that's just the way the Lord wants us to happen that way, because we get conformed into his image. Our country faces challenges, and I think the purpose of those challenges, Steve, is to bring a revival to America. And that's, you know, I've talked to a lot of people here recently, even especially a lot of pastors, and I sense that there is revival coming through the challenges that we might face in the near future with our country.
Yeah, exactly right. And I just had another pastor call in that was there Friday night, and he was saying the same thing. I mean, even along the lines of racial diversity, racial problems that we have in this country, that in the church itself, he believes there'll be a revival even along those lines. And I think we need to take God on his word, and I think we need to call out boldly for that, because God's not done with this country or any other country. He's not done with his church. He's not done with individuals, be them lost or found. And I think we need to boldly talk about that, and I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, revival is what America needs. I think we've not allowed God to be the center of our country like we've had in the past, and I think
that's
he'll
for sure.
Use any mechanism for that to happen.
That's exactly right. Well, let's talk about, you know, we were together last Monday for an update, but some important news that occurred late last week, and then we'll talk about this week's news.
We had great news. Last week, the U.S. economy in the third quarter grew an upbeat at 3%. We, you know, and Trump's been pushing for that number, President Trump. We got it in the second quarter. We even got it in the third quarter.
Wow.
It was unexpected. It's putting all the fears of the hurricane-induced slowdown in the rearview mirror. And the biggest thing was personal consumption rose 2.4%, which they thought it was only going to be 2.2%, so that was much higher. Some of this is because we've had severity happening with the storms. $121 billion of privately owned assets were destroyed through the two hurricanes, and $10.4 billion in the government-owned assets were destroyed. So there's some rebuilding that's going to help all of this. But consumer spending is up the biggest last month since 2009, and this is most likely due to the replacement of all the motor vehicles that were flooded flooded and damaged in Texas and Florida. So there's a lot of buying of new cars and used cars going on. Some bad news is pending home sales plunged to September, the lowest since January 15th. They were down 5.4%. And a side note, the Nikkei Japanese stock market closed above 22,000 points for the first time in 21 years. In 1989, their market was almost 39,000 points, and a year later it dropped to 20,000, a 50% drop. They're trying to dig themselves out of the hole, and our market's helping them.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's a lot of challenging things going on. Of course, the indictments and everything that came out today, and I'm going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. But there are some great things. I'm so thrilled to hear about economic growth 2 quarters in a row, and Trump was pushing that to get back to 3%. We haven't seen that in a long time. And I think there's some things we need to be optimistic about. But overall, you know, we're also cautiously optimistic. Is the Dow Jones and gold still tracking about the same this year, David?
The Dow's a little bit higher. It's 17.9%, although it's pulling back right now. And gold's moving forward. It's up 11%. So the Dow's up about not quite a third more than gold right now.
Yeah, and gold, again, is just a great balance to anybody's portfolio. And the things that can happen and have happened and most likely will happen again, that's why we're always so happy to have David's input to help educate us about these things. By the way, if you want to get more information and educate yourself, you can always get more information at their website, which is landmarkgold.com, or just give them a call right now or after the show, 844-879-8882. What about this week's news, David?
We're having some challenges in the tax cut. There's 1.5 trillion points of problem, dollars in other words, that's going to not be coming in for revenue for the next 10 years. Huge problem for Social Security and Medicare, so that's one of the challenges we're facing. We're going to have earnings coming out this week for the S&P. 136 out of the 500 companies are going to report earnings, including Apple. That'll probably happen on Thursday. On the same day, President Trump probably is going to announce his pick for the replacement of Janet Yellen. Probably will be Jerome Powell. He's the leading person in the race. There's a recent poll. He has an 80% chance of being confirmed. Ironically, when the poll came out the last Friday, gold moved up $7.5, almost $8 within just 15 minutes. So this shows that if he is elected, or appointed, excuse me, probably be a good thing for gold. But the biggest news is what's happening with China. We've been watching that. China just announced last week that they're launching the petro yuan in 2 months. And that is totally going to change the world. I got a newsletter that will come out tomorrow that is called Black Gold for Yellow Gold, the change that changes the world. And they can call and get that fresh off the press. But this is huge news. We're going to talk a lot more about it next week. China is probably going to buy into the IPO, which is the largest IPO in the world that's going to be issued next year by Saudi Arabia, called Aramco. And Reuters reports that Saudi Arabia is probably going to sell all 5% in a private IPO rather than going publicly international because of the challenges that comes out by it being an IPO in New York or out of London. So this is a shoe-in. We're probably going to see Saudi Arabia, if they don't keep their largest client, China, and keep selling them oil, 1 million barrels a day, by accepting the yuan, that's going to drive supplies up for Saudi Arabia, the price down, so it's not a good economic thing. So I think you're going to see a lot of changes, and I think you're going to see the petro yuan being launched 2 months from now, and the trade's probably going to happen with China and Saudi Arabia, causing dollars to go down and gold to go up.
Yeah, because again, real quickly, this is about China not moving away from using U.S. dollars to buy gold, buy oil and start using their own yuan, replacing the U.S. dollar, which is the world's reserve currency. And that's going to have big implications for America, which is why we need to continue to talk to and listen to David Fisher. Again, David, with the new newsletter coming out, Black Gold for Yellow Gold, how do people get a hold of that?
Then go to our website at landmarkgold.com, or if they want to do it the old-fashioned way, call us at 844-879-8882.
Awesome. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless. We'll talk to you again soon. Okay, friends, we need a lot more sacred cow killers to join us this week. Tomorrow we'll be talking about what's going on with Manafort and with Gates and everything that's affecting the Trump administration. This is Steve Noble, and God willing, we'll talk again soon.